Ohio's Attorney General, county prosecutors, and the Fraternal Order of Police have all called these storefront operations illegal gambling in disguise. Customers buy prepaid telephone cards and can use them to play video games. A winning outcome can build up the points on the cards, and those can earn cash prizes.
Smells like gambling, looks like gambling, and that's why people like to do it. So, in essence, if it's acting like gambling, we need to treat it that way.
That was State Representative Matt Hoffman on the House floor. His bill doesn't outlaw sweepstakes or internet cafes, but he stated that would be the practical impact. He said by putting a ban on cash prizes and putting a $10 limit on the value of prizes, customers would stop coming and the stores would shut down. But Representative Kenny Yuko said that approach went too far.
If we have something that we believe that isn't right, let's fix it. Don't abolish it.
Regulate the stores, yes, but don't put them out of business, Yuko argued, saying Ohio needs as many new jobs as it can get. Plus, he said, the stores provide valuable entertainment for many, including senior citizens.
Some of these ladies that go to these internet cafes, they're not going to go anywhere else because this is real close to home. They can pull up right by their front door, walk in, and have some camaraderie, some friendship, some fun, something they would miss if they didn't have someplace to go. Our cities, they get some valuable dollars that we're in desperate need of.
Just 6 hours before the House debate, the House Judiciary Committee heard emotional testimony from the manager of two internet cafes, Marvin Carroll Jr.
I'm here to say House Bill 605 will destroy my life and change many lives, not just my family, but every family that is invested in this, and also the family of customers. The government is here to protect me, not rule me.
Later in an interview, Carroll said he'd worked earlier jobs in security, as a bodyguard, and in a slaughterhouse, but this job has become his life.
After a while, when you're working there, the people that you get to know and the people you get in touch with become part of your family as well. I spend more time there than I do at my home.
The owner of 20 internet cafes also defended his industry. Robert Dabish said the proposed $10 cap on the value of prizes would put all the stores out of business. He called the cap unfair.
Who came up with that? You go to Pepsi and McDonald's and tell them they only can give $10 and they give out $1 million cash? Big multi-billion dollar companies. Why are you letting them get away with what they can get away with and not us? Not the guy that's sitting there creating 160 plus jobs for the state of Ohio.
On the House floor, State Representative Dennis Murray gave several arguments for and against the bill, saying many were invalid.
Some argue that we should reject this legislation because entrepreneurs have invested money and taken a risk. But they took a risk knowing that the activity in which they were engaged was highly questionable.
Murray said these storefronts shouldn't be demonized since there's virtually no violence or crime surrounding them. But he added they still aren't proper since voters have never authorized them in the state constitution, like they have with the state lottery and the four new full-scale casinos.
Internet cafes are simply gambling by another name. And for me, the issue is that simple.
Murray called his yes vote a reluctant one, but it helped the bill pass by a comfortable margin, 63-30. Next, state senators will take up the measure. But time is running out. Legislators hope to wrap up the 2-year legislative session within a week or two. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.